How far back does your memory of Soldotna go? Do you recall the old two-lane Sterling Highway Bridge over the Kenai River before the current one was finished in 2007? How about the one before that, started in 1948, when the Alaska Road Commission was just beginning to push the Sterling Highway on toward Kisilov? Al Hirschberger does. That first bridge is what brought him to Soldotna.
And while it was being built, one man fell off the top of the bridge and drowned. And that was a guy they called Doc McDonald. Anyway, Doc McDonald fell off the bridge and drowned. But he had been working in the shop as a mechanic. When he got killed, that left an opening in the shop. And I just happened to be in Anchorage looking for a job, and I got sent down here for that. So that's one of the reasons I'm here.
Hirschberger, who turns 93 next week, has lived in Soldotna since 1948. He worked as shop foreman for the Alaska Road Commission until 1951, and later had a telephone and electronics store in town for many years. He also had an airplane and a camera, and he liked to use them both. The result is nearly 70 years of photos documenting the development of the Kenai Peninsula. Hirschberger gave a slideshow presentation at the Soldotna Library on Thursday, sharing stories and images of what's changed from his unique vantage point on local history.
This is the airport in 1983. This is the airport in 2007. I look at all the airplanes on there and remember back when I, at one point in time, I had the only airplane in Soldotna. This is clearing the road, what is now the Coho Loop Road, 49, I believe. I was the shop foreman, and I was always in the camp, but it was kind of miserable for the mechanics to be working out in that mud and mosquitoes and everything else and try to do a good job of fixing something. So they had quite a chore. In 55, we had a lot of snow, because I went outside that winter and I parked my car at P&A Terminal in Kenai, and I had a 50 Studebaker. And when I came back about 2 weeks later, the only thing I could see was the antenna sticking up. It was totally covered with snow. Here's a picture I took in 2005 on top of the Skelak Glacier. And this lake was not there when I first came here in 1948. And now you see that red arrow there, that red mark there down there? That's where the glacier was when I came here in 1948. Mm-hmm. And this is 4 or 5 miles down there now. And there's one point on the Skelak Loop Road where you could see the toe of the glacier in 1948.
As often happens in a room full of historians, stories begat stories. Don Culver of Washington State is up visiting old friends in Soldotna this week. Culver homesteaded on Longmuir Lake before embarking on a career with Alaska Airlines. It was Culver's dad who gave the lake its name.
My dad and I, on that day we staked it out in March of 47. He had a little bit of Scottish background or someplace, one of those islands over close to Europe. And anyway, we thought it was a long lake, what will we name it? And so he came up with the word Mirror, Long Mirror, as standing for the long lake. And it stuck. It got distorted several times during the years of people mapping it and calling Long Mirror and all sorts of other things. But it persisted and seems to have stuck now.
The Soldotna Rotary Club and Soldotna Historical Society are working on a project to record local historical presentations. A video of Hirschberger's presentation will eventually be posted on the Historical Society's new website, soldotnamuseum.com. In Kenai, I'm Jenny Nyman.